prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Wednesday, which means during the first hour, we'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to do an episode of Science for Humans. We're going to clear the air about creatine once and for all. There continues to be misinformation out there, and we're going to clear it up during the first half hour. Then, don't drink that coffee just yet. You're going to want to hear from Steve St. Clair. I've talked about how coffee carries molds and microbes in it that I've suspected. We're going to learn more about that and how you can avoid them. And then, a special episode of Muscle Saves Lives, the Hassan Moulin story. This is going to be a winner, folks. If you need motivation, here's a guy who was up at 440 pounds and then down to near death with anorexia. And where does he find his zone? In bodybuilding. For those out there who don't believe that bodybuilding can not only change lives but save lives, you're going to want to listen to today's second hour for sure. And on that note, see what happens when I'm out of the studio for a little while? Hold on.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Boy, oh boy, how fast. And I got to tell you something. I feel the same way in the gym, too. It's amazing.
I thought you had me some new music. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. No. Welcome back. It's been a week off. How are you, Dr. Jeff?
I'm doing well, and sounds like your trip was good.
It was wonderful, and we're going to talk about it on Casual Friday. I don't want to waste any time here today with this discussion, but Alaska was amazing. Amazing. It really was.
I'll listen to it on Friday.
Before we get on to the discussion at hand, I also want to say we had what I would think is an overwhelming response to the VitaDrive offer.
We did. I would probably say over, 100, 150 people. Sorry we only had 48, but, what we did, Carl, is we sent everybody a free gift just for listening to the show. So I think most people were excited to at least get something,
Yeah, that was very, very cool of you guys. I know that for a fact, and you guys are very cool that way. All right, so we've kind of touched on creatine in the past through discussion about creatinine. We've also talked about touched on creatine in some Casual Friday episodes about crealkaline. But every now and again, this pesky little study shows up. It was recently posted in the International Society for Sports Nutrition webpage, which has a lot of followers, saying that crealkaline is ineffective, useless, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to do this show specifically. I really did, because I hate when there's unfairness in the world. I'm just that way. And keep in mind, I'm not liberal-minded, but I hate to see unfairness in the world. And quite frankly, it's unfair, the propagation of misinformation to jump on a product that works very well. So let's talk about creatine in general, right? What were the problems with creatine back in the day when you really first started, you introduced it to the market?
Absolutely. I mean, I was the first one to bring it to the market back in the, around 92. And that was right after, I believe it was Dr. Kuber, he released a study that was published in the USA that got everybody excited about it. Was talking about Olympic athletes kind of using this under the table. And the first company, which was CalPharm, called me, their owner, and that's kind of how the creatine thing started. But, back in the 1800s when it was discovered, everybody knew that when you synthesized it, there was a huge flaw, is that creatine is not stable in an aqueous solution, in water, in your stomach, in fruit juice, in protein powders. It converts to creatinine. No mysteries. That is, a fact. It's been published, but it's kind of funny. When I first started talking about that back in the, 2001, people were telling me I was crazy. Creatinine's good for you.
Well, let me remind everybody of something. There was a liquid creatine. It came in a beautiful cherry red color. sold at GNC and health food stores around the country that claimed that you only needed a couple drops under your tongue. Well, when they took it off the shelf and tested it, it was 100% creatinine. It had converted in the liquid.
Yep, and that was the serum. And, you know,
yes,
they sold millions, you know. But that's exactly right. So, you know, you never saw creatine in a liquid drink or anything because everybody knew, you know, that it was stable. But that's kind of how the whole thing started. You know, I was just messing around in the lab one day and decided to actually activate all these creatine products to see what would happen when I mixed them with, you know, how we were telling people to mix, and was finding this instantaneously conversion from creatine to creatinine. Now, keep in mind, creatinine is a bio waste. You know, that's how they measure how well your kidneys are working, is by your creatinine excretion. So that's a normal process. But you don't want to be taking in, you know, something that's a poison that's toxic. So when I saw this, I mean, I about freaked out, thought my instrumentation wasn't working. So I sent it off to one of my friends at a lab, and, you know, he validated what we were finding, and that was kind of the start of this.
Now, let's be clear about something here. Let's put this in the proper light. You are making bundles of money on creatine, and all of a sudden you find out, holy crap, when you put it in liquid, it changes to something else, depending on how long. I mean, there were guys back in the day putting in their shaker bottles and letting it sit for an hour before they drank it. Some people were drinking it immediately. The longer you let it sit, the more of it converted to creatinine. So you're thinking to yourself, holy mackerel, I'm selling a supplement that's going bad when it's used.
I was freaking out. I mean, I now know something, but what am I going to do about it? So I thought, well, first of all, I got to see if I can fix this problem. And that's why I went
into the lab. Which, by the way, is something that you love to do. People don't know this about you, but Dr. Jeff loves to have problems because he loves to fix them in the lab. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I just digressed.
And that's about any good science. You know, it's about fixing a problem, or you just flat out create something that, you know, no one has ever seen, some new species or something. But mostly we're fixing problems. And I noticed that the lower the pH, because I had activated creatine in fruit juice and water, and I noticed that the fruit juices converted quicker. So I started my study going from neutral down to a very low pH, and I found that the lower the pH, the quicker that conversion to creatinine. So, of course, my brain says, well, I wonder what happens if I go up the scale and I start to alkalize it. Well, when I got to 14, pH 14, I got that conversion to stop. Now I knew I had something that if I could develop a way to make a creatine that would be buffered and that somebody could actually drink, I think I have maybe something patentable. So now I'm really in a dilemma because I'm selling creatine. I now know that there's a better way of doing it, and I had to wait from the late 90s all the way till 2001 when my patent became pending before I could say, you know what, I'm no longer selling regular creatine monohydrate, effervescent creatine. I'm only selling Crealclin, and here is why. And April 2001 was when I first released it at the Anaheim Natural Product Expo show.
Now, let's be clear about something else here. You're not saying necessarily that creatine in and of itself doesn't work. There are several variables here. How quickly you drink it, what you mix it with, and quite frankly, the bolus loads that people take, 5 and 10 grams at a time, sure, there's probably 3 or 4 grams still intact creatine make into the body. But what you've said is, look, why are we taking all of this creatinine with our creatine, number one? If there's a more efficient way to deliver a more elegant style of creatine, that the dose can be lower and be just effective, right?
Absolutely. I mean, back in, you know, in the 90s, nobody knew what I knew. You know, everyone had been trying to stabilize creatine, so the scientists knew that it wasn't stable. No one accomplished it. Then, you know, again, we didn't know as much as we know now. Creatine monohydrate, when we're talking creatine, we're talking about creatine monohydrate. So let's clear the record. You know, it is the most researched item of any singular item. Crealclin is the most researched singular form that anyone has ever done. So since that day, 2015, we fast forward. Yes, we've learned a whole lot about this conversion. So I've never said that creatine monohydrate doesn't work. I'm saying creatine monohydrate is like a VHS. It was great for the time, but it had a flaw. Blu-ray fix that flaw.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
That's what Krealclin is. All we did was fix that flaw. We stabilized it so it doesn't convert. You know, over the years, people have said, well, geez, I still get results from creatine. Why is that? Well, because you're still going to absorb creatine depending on how quick you drink that. You know, like you said, are you going to mix it, slam it down?
And what you mix it with also plays a role. If you're mixing with protein powder and other stuff, you may change the pH and it may degrade very quickly.
What's in your stomach, how quickly it's going to pass through your stomach. So, you know, with the amount of creatine monohydrate that people take, absolutely, it's going to work and you're going to get some in there. What I'm saying is, what about this byproduct that you now are ingesting creatinine? You know, a published book 10 years ago now already, The Dangers of Creatinine, you know, again, it's nothing new. That could cause cancer. It can cause death. It causes all of the minimal side effects that we didn't like from creatine, which was, you know, bloating, cramping, diarrhea, all those things that people would try it and then they didn't like it.
Well, what about the fact that creatinine is what is the actual metabolite of muscle breaking down that causes rhabdomyolysis, which clogs up the kidneys. So why would you want to take 5 grams of something where 3 grams is actually going to clog up your kidneys and the other 2 grams is going to be used for the purpose that you're seeking?
And that's what Dr. Jeff was yelling and preaching. And, you know, again, when it first came out, people were like, you know, quit. This is a fad. It's not going to last. No, this is technology. You know, unfortunately, some people out there just can't move on. You know, they want to keep playing their old VHSs, their old 8-track tapes.
In fact, and I know I'm rushing you through this, but there's reasons for that. In fact, recently a study resurfaced, and it comes up every now and again, and it's published as valid research. And this one on the ISSN website, which there's a lot of people there who claim to be very credible scientists. That particular study was challenged by you and your group. And in fact, you won a $9 million judgment against that author because he lied about the research, right?
Yeah, the ISN developed, and, you know, there are some reputable scientists. The problem is those are the group of guys that don't like me and they don't like Krealclin. You know, they are experts and they know everything about creatine. God bless them. But June 9th, you know, Mark Tallon from CR Technologies published a poster board on ISSN that said Krealclin doesn't work. Creatine works better. I challenged that. ISSN backed down and said, oh, we never actually saw the research. All we got was this poster board. And I'm like, well, how can you publish a poster board without having research? So I then went to Mark Tallon, CR Technologies, wouldn't give it to us, proprietary. So I sued him. And absolutely, we won a $9 million judgment because that research was false. What you're talking about is a few years ago, they now are claiming that they did this study at Texas A&M. I went through the same process. Let me have the research. We can. It's proprietary. What do you mean? You can't put a poster board out and make it public record and then tell people that we can't give you the actual research?
Yeah, what happened to peer reviewed? Who's reviewing it?
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, no IRB numbers, no peer review other than their little group. You know, this is where bias, but the interesting thing about this study is it was backed by Creapeer Allschems, which is a competitor of ours.
Right, right.
So that's like me doing a study on Creapeer that I pay for and I publish my results.
Yeah, but you don't show anybody the full text. You just put a poster board out.
No, I'm only going to show you my summary. The rest is secret. So we ended up going to the attorney general in Texas because Allschems tried to block this from getting the research, and we won. Allschem turns around and sues the state of Texas to block the attorney general from giving me the research. Now, what's up with that?
I mean, if the research is legit, let people see it. Why not just let people see it?
Thousands of people do legitimate research, and you want credibility. You want people to read what you've found. You know, that's the whole idea about getting something published, not developing poster boards, which I do poster boards all the time. Those are designed to go to a conference, have a summary, and talk about it. But guess what? I've got the full paper text. Anybody can have it. You can go online. You can find every study. There are no secrets to studies or proprietary information that we can't give out. No, we don't put the subject names in any of the studies. You know, that's so there's nothing proprietary.
Dr. Stephanie Seneff was on the show recently. She's been on the show numerous times. She's a brilliant MIT researcher. She's publishing some amazing studies in the area of glyphosate, vitamin D research, and so on. She only publishes studies in journals that offer, what do they call it, common access or full access, free access. She doesn't even publish her studies in journals that require that you pay for the study. That's how profoundly important it is to her that everyone see the entire body of work supporting her research. This notion that you produce a study, you publish an abstract, and then when people want to see the full text, you go, no, I'm not going to show it to you. All that implies is that you're either lying or your research is flawed and you don't want anybody to call you on it. That's all that does. It's a shame. And it's a shame that you had to fight that. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Crealkaline more specifically on how it works and why it really should be the one creatine that you take. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbaline. Carbaline is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbaline has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbaline. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training, won't disrupt endocrine function, and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heightened anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Spread on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. We're talking about creatine and, more importantly, the only patented buffered form of creatine on the planet, and that's Crealkaline. And we're going to get off that hop that we were on a second ago. I just get very upset. I kind of dragged Dr. Jeff into that. He didn't know that I was going to take that line of discussion. So it's me, not him. But it just upsets me when I see these kind of unfairnesses going on. Okay, so let's talk about why Crealkaline instead of all this other nonsense. So you taught me that the body can only absorb 1.5 grams of creatine every couple hours. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, obviously it depends on size and activity, but just for a good estimate, you know, about 1.5 grams every three and a half hours. Anything excess? Remember, even creatine that your body produces, and when you spend creatine, the bio waste is creatinine. So if you ingest too much, again, you're just going to end up excreting it out or potentially converting that to excess creatinine. So you don't need a whole lot of it in order to get all the benefits. And keep in mind, you know, Crealkaline is creatine monohydrate. The difference is that it's been stabilized, you know, pH-correct creatine. So it isn't some new fancy schmancy, you know.
Now, there are those out there who will say, yeah, Dr. Jeff, but once you put it in the caustic, highly acidic environment of the stomach, all that buffering goes out the window. What would your response be?
Not correct. You know, one of the studies that's going to be published here quite soon is a stomach simulation study that we did showing that, you know, Crealkaline does buffer the stomach. Now, obviously, we don't really know what happens from then on. It's very complex, if not impossible, to figure out any type of creatine, how much is actually being absorbed. But we're working on some studies, you know, very expensive, very high end. A lot of it has to do with radiation tagging in order to really determine that.
Wow, to actually watch where the creatine goes.
Yes.
Wow.
But again, you know, it makes sense that if the creatine is stable when it hits the stomach, you are way ahead than drinking creatinine that, you know, has already been converted.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. If creatine in its raw, unstable form works, then clearly a more stable form will work better. That's easy to deduce.
And part of, you know, my original research showed that, you know, I was the first one to say, you don't need to load Crealkaline. You know, you don't need to cycle it. You know, 1.5 grams, you know, for the average person is all you need per day. So, you know, remember back in the old days, we were telling people to load, take 20, 30 grams. A secret, that was a marketing ploy. There was a little study somewhere published overseas that said, hey, loading, you know, can get things in the system faster. But the marketplace decided, you know what? We can sell more creatine because now somebody's going to burn a bottle up in a week.
Right.
So that was really the whole idea behind that. So, you know, I realized you don't need to. If it's stabilized, you know, you're going to get a benefit, you know, from the very first dose. And it was interesting because we had given out thousands, if not millions, of caps of samples before I even sold any. And, you know, people would grab a bottle at a trade show, which was five capsules, and would come back the next day and go, my goodness, I've never had a better workout. I can't tell you the thousands of times, you know, I've heard that from a single dose.
Right.
Now, to me, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Now, the first creatine product I ever bought, I estimate now that I look back, was 75% dextrose, and the balance was creatine. What about these creatine products that are kind of kitchen sink products?
You know, what happened was is Crealcalin was stood its time. You know, I was the only one to put it in capsule, you know, and made it convenient. You know, since the revolution has continued, you don't see very many just creatine by itself. Everybody is mixing it with caffeine and taurine and arginine AKG. It's no longer a creatine product. It's a good product. It could be a pre-workout. It could be a post. But, you know, creatine is now competing. You need to take creatine by itself. And if your product that you're taking has creatine and that creatine isn't good enough to use as a standalone, then I probably wouldn't be taking it. You know, plus if it's not stable, it's still going to convert. It's interesting because today now a lot of brands are starting to use what I've been saying for years, no bloating, no side effects, no loading. But they have no scientific proof or any studies to support that. It's just all kind of, you know, stolen.
Well, and you know what? Back in the day, you know, guys who pertained to be bodybuilders would take 20 grams a day for 5 days and get on the scale and go, oh my God, I gained 5 pounds and everybody's telling me it's all muscle because creatine goes into the muscle. And that's not true. You get interstitial water development as well. You get subcutaneous water development as well. Creatine just bloats you.
It does. And, you know, women would not use creatine because of that.
Yeah.
You know, creatine is very popular with
women. Are so with, different that way. They don't care about, oh no, it's all muscle. I don't care. I don't want to be heavier.
Oh, you know, and, you know, I mean, we know that you can't gain that amount of muscle in a week, let alone a month, you know, I mean, it's just not possible. But at the end of the day, you know, it's all about providing something that's safe. You know, as technology, moves on, you know, we're always finding better ways of doing things. You know, and at the end of the day, people just have to be able to, like a game, you know, you and I are in a sports bout, you win, I need to be able to go and congratulate you and say, good job.
Right.
But my inner self is going, I'm going to get him next time, but I'm going to work hard. I'm not going to cheat at it. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, Carl cheated. You know, he had elevator, sneakers on or something. No, you know what? Give a guy his due. There are lots of great research, scientists and lots of great published research. And, you know, we need to be able to congratulate those people because the amount of work that it goes into, you know, and the amount of resources and funding to do so is only to help better the end product, you know, give you something better. Obviously, we're in a business to provide supplements. That's how we make a living. But we're hoping that we're giving you some great value from Crealcalin.
Okay, so Crealcalin, 2 capsules post-workout is all you need, right?
You know, I mostly tell people because they always forget when. I say take it first thing in the morning. You know, start your morning off with elevating your creatine stores. You know, post-workout works great for some. Some like it pre. It's really the consistency that you use it every day versus the exact time of day that you take it.
Dr. Jeff, as always, wonderful to have you on the show. Folks, you can go to superhumanradio.com. There's a variety of All-American EFX sports banner ads. You can go to one of those pages and you can order some Crealcalin. I take it post-workout. And it's convenient. It's capsules. I throw them in my mouth. I drink it down. I'm done. That's it.
Absolutely. And you know, if you don't, I always say don't take my word for it. Get a free sample. Hey, go to the site, ask the scientist, say, hey, you heard it here. I want a free sample of Crealcalin. I got plenty. So we aren't going to do where we've only got 48. I got thousands of samples. You want to try it? I want you to try it. So
wow. Now, you know what? And that shows that's an important step because people who don't believe in their products won't give it away for free because they think you're going to try it once and never buy it. Here, you have a guy who knows if you try it once, you'll buy it. So check
Absolutely.
It out. Go to superhumanradio.com down on the bottom right-hand side where it says Ask the Scientist. put the word Crealkaline in the subject line, and make sure you include your mailing address this time.
Yes,
folks,
please do.
It's a lot of work to go back and email everybody back and say, give us your email, your mailing address. So,
and also, because these samples are less weight, I think we can U.S. mail them to all of our overseas listeners. So we will try to accommodate you also.
So there you go. No time limit on this one. If you're listening to the podcast a month later, go to SupremeRadio.com down at the bottom right-hand corner, where it says ask the scientists and ask for a free sample of Crealkaline. Make the decision yourself. Dr. Jeff, always wonderful to have you on the show. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
You too.
Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about coffee. This will be coffee talk, in fact. Those of you who drink coffee, you're going to want to listen to this next interview. Stay tuned.
Out-muscle and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to SupremeRadio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to SupremeRadio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it, with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Quest.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You're going to want to stay tuned for the second hour when Hassan Moulin comes on for a special episode of Muscle Saves Lives. Once 440 pounds plus, then boomerang down and develop anorexia nervosa, nearly dying. And guess what saves his life? The sport of bodybuilding. He has found his sweet spot, his zone. And his story is inspirational. You want to listen to that later in the show. Right now we're being joined by Steve St. Clair. How you doing, Steve?
I'm great. How are you doing, Carl?
Good, good. So a little backstory here. You know, I had to get off coffee for a while because coffee was actually making me sick. It was doing something to my stomach. I was convinced it wasn't the coffee itself. I was convinced that it was the way the coffee I was buying was handled or mishandled, blah, blah, blah. And lo and behold, I meet you and learn about NutriCafe, and I'm back on coffee again because of NutriCafe. So now let's talk a little bit about this. Millions of people every morning start their day out with coffee. Even more continue throughout the day to drink coffee. But and every day studies are published that talk about the benefits of drinking coffee. But the reality is that coffee has become, quite frankly, a dangerous commodity if you don't know what you're getting today. Am I correct or am I overstating that?
You know, you can be right. It just, coffee is such a, it's the second largest commodity after oil traded in the world. So, you know, there's so many different kinds of coffee, varieties. It's a really a good idea to know what you're getting and where you got it from. Basically, what kind of coffee it is, how it was treated, you know.
Well, let me share an experience with you. I can walk into a Starbucks and immediately I get a tickle in my throat and I start to cough, and I believe that that's due to some mold. So you and I were talking once, and we were talking about mold accumulation on these beans. You says, "Hey, Carl, these beans will sit out in the wet, in the open air sometimes for weeks on end, waiting for ships to pick it up." I mean, of course, there's mold in this stuff, right?
Well, there's coffee's not unlike anything else. There's mold and toxins in just about everything. You know, I mean, any food product has it. The question is how much is in there? You know, we've seen coffee that, you know, was mistreated at the port. It got water on it. That's not a good thing. If you had food that was contaminated with water, you'd throw it out.
Right, right.
So, now, you know, those are the things that you have to be careful of.
But you can't be careful when you're buying mass-produced coffee, even if it's in a little boutique coffee shop where you know your barrister's first name and they make you feel like, this is my coffee, because you really still don't know where that coffee's coming from, how it was handled. It could have been handled great into the United States, but mishandled on the way to your particular local coffee shop.
That's exactly true. It's a hard nut to crack, let's say. If you're a small coffee shop, you depend on your brokers to bring you coffee that is graded and meets standards. Now, grading coffee will cut down a lot of the problems associated with mycotoxins, okay? The next thing that cuts down on mycotoxins is roasting. Roasting's been shown to reduce mycotoxins somewhere between 50 and 95%.
Oh.
But At the same time, you know, if you start out with something that's mold, been exposed to wet kind of environment, then you've got a problem. And dry processed coffee is known to have higher levels of toxins than the wet process.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is even more damning, in my humble opinion, is the fact that coffee is also a heavily sprayed crop, is it not?
Can be. Oh, yeah. Conventional coffee, the name of the game is, lots of beans on each plant, and they spray the heck out of it.
So I would almost say, like many produce items, you must demand organic coffee if you don't want to be drinking a soup of chemicals.
In general, I always buy organic, and coffee definitely. I just don't like pesticides. I don't like fertilizers. I don't like GMO stuff. And right. If it's organic, none of these things are going to happen.
Okay, so let's talk about NutriCafe for a second. How long have you been producing NutriCafe now?
9 years.
Okay. So the reason for NutriCafe was probably because you wanted better coffee to drink, I would imagine.
Well, you know, yeah, and we wanted something healthier, guilt-free coffee. People are going to drink coffee every day. Americans drink a lot of it. Scandinavians drink way more than we do per capita, you know, cups per capita. Canada, any place it's cold, people drink coffee. And U.S. is probably the largest consumer of coffee in the world as a country. And we wanted to make it healthier. And I came up with an idea. Hey, I know, you know, we can put these extracts. I got these. And we figured out a process to put the extracts of medicinal mushrooms in the coffee. So you're getting a really healthy dose of beta-glucans, which are a, you know, natural chain of polysaccharides,
right. Which
are known to boost immune systems, among other things. There's just a lot of data out there now, and there continues to be more and more about the benefits of beta-glucans. And beta-glucans are the magic in the mushrooms, I guess you could call it.
Right. Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back,
sure.
I want to talk specifically about how NutriCafe is produced, because NutriCafe is not just devoid of the dangerous things found in coffee, but added to it are things that will have additional benefits. And we're going to talk more about that when we come out of the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition. And use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics, Progenidrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com. NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking about coffee. This is coffee talk. As we say in Brooklyn, coffee. Have a little coffee. Everybody drinks coffee, but not everybody drinks the same coffee. And really, the single best coffee that you could possibly drink is NutriCafe. I am not kidding, folks. And let me tell you something. It's not something you're going to find in your grocery store because it's small batch produced, and that's what you want. You want tight controls on the coffee you drink. Let everybody else rush out there and buy the Frappuccino Mappuccino at the local famous coffee shop. You know that they're drinking crap. I'm sorry. I had to say it. That's an acceptable word. You just have to ask George Carlin. But the reality is that if you're really going to drink coffee and you really believe it's good for you, you got to be drinking NutriCafe. Now, NutriCafe is not just devoid of the harmful things found in 90% of the coffee out there, but it actually has things in it that are better for you. So let's talk about how you infuse and the different types of mushroom extracts that you infuse in your coffee.
Oh, well, the infusion process is kind of a trade secret, okay. But we figured out how to infuse the extracts of medicinal mushrooms. They're all organic extracts, and they're grown in labs. They don't, you know, like our Cordyceps sinensis doesn't grow out of caterpillars' heads. It's grown on a mycelium. In a laboratory, and our variance is about 2% plus or minus from baseline, which is unheard of in the wild because it's, you know, it's a wild grown mushrooms have wide variety of strengths.
Right.
And this process is just excellent. But we figured out how to infuse it directly into the whole bean. So that's a big difference. There were a lot of guys out there, and have been for the past 15 years.
I know what you're going to say. Throwing powder in with the coffee grinds, right? And then it all settles to the bottom of the glass. I know. I've seen it. I know.
And that's not a real effective way. And a lot of people, you know, one of the biggest questions we get, well, does heat harm the mushroom extract, the benefits? And actually, no. This is a perfect delivery method because heat is required to activate these things.
Interesting.
You know, mushrooms are never, ever recommended to eat raw, always cooked.
Interesting. Now, let's talk about the different variants. Now, you said the Cordyceps sinensis. Cordyceps have been linked to protecting women against breast cancer. If women eat mushrooms once a week, they've been shown to have a huge reduction in the risk of breast cancer, and they attribute it to the Cordyceps. So if you're drinking coffee, ladies, just have your Cordyceps in your coffee in the morning, and you're protected. More importantly, there's another mushroom that's called Gamma Derma. Is that right?
Ganoderma, yeah.
Ganoderma.
Ganoderma lucidum.
There's a whole MLM built on selling just that mushroom. You can have it in your coffee now with NutriCafe.
That's right. And, it's just gourmet coffee. We only roast in batches of 30 pounds. So we roast a lot of coffee.
Right.
And we roast all day. And we typically use Chiapan coffee from Mexico and sometimes a little bit of Nicaraguan coffee or Peru. But it's just so much better than instant coffee. My wife is a coffee addict since she was probably 5 years old, you know.
Right.
And she just, instant coffee's not even on her playlist, you
right.
know. It's
right.
just not there. And, you know, the coffee that we roast is actually really economical if you want to compare it to an MLM. It's $1 a serving there, and for $12.99, you get 28.
Well, I looked at your coffee prices are similar to those of one of those boutique coffee
sure.
Shops owned by a Seattle conglomerate that you mm-hmm. walk in and buy it at the counter and they grind the beans for you. It's the same price.
That's right. And theirs is not normally organic. They tend to concentrate in conventional coffee.
Oh, right? Yes. There's nothing organic. In fact, they used to have organic tea in some of those places. They've even done away with their organic tea because that same conglomerate bought something called Teavana, and now the, mm-hmm. all the organic tea is gone as well. So there's nothing organic
sure.
in that place to be found.
Well, that's right. You know, and you know, Starbucks, I guess, is the who we're talking about.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
They,
well, and Seattle's
to,
best. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
yeah Seattle's whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
the big conglomerates, they buy a lot of coffee. And thank God they don't concentrate in the organic field because there's not that much organic coffee grown compared to the conventional stuff. I mean, conventional coffee's everywhere. It's a big deal. And they also, there's two kinds of coffee. They're not actually even the same type. One's an Arabica bean and one's a Robusta bean. Robusta is full of caffeine and they blend it. In most of your commercial coffees, I'm not saying Starbucks does that, but they do have blends that contain Robusta. So you get a lot of caffeine, and caffeine is, you know, an excitant. So
talk about that was a
really
question.
Like it.
That was a question that we got from mm-hmm. a guy named Con Santori Davison, who's a big fan of the show. He drinks a pot of coffee a day. He said he noticed that it says low acid, and he's all for that. But it's also low caffeine. How low is the caffeine, or is it just mildly reduced?
Well, let's say Starbucks has around 90 milligrams of caffeine per serving. Ours is probably around 50 to 60.
That's not so bad.
No, you still get the caffeine. It's a nice, you know, you get a nice little, you know, coffee buzz off
right.
of it. But not to the extent where you're vibrating, you know, where you're shaking. I had a marketing guy who just wanted to try it one day and see how much he could drink before his stomach started burning. And he drank two pots of coffee just right after one after the other. And I just went, you're just insane, you know. That's a lot of coffee. But our coffee is, there's something going on with the mushroom and the coffee that really limits any kind of discomfort from drinking it. I drink it every day on an empty stomach. I never have a problem.
See, and I used to drink coffee on an empty stomach years ago, but more recently, in the past few years, I couldn't do it anymore because of what you just talked about. My stomach would start to burn. It burned mm-hmm. so bad, and I had to stop. But that's why I was looking for a company that made small batch coffee specifically. You know, I look for these kind of products because I use them. And I figure, well, the audience uses it too. The reality is that these are the kind of things that you must buy from small batch production purveyors because there's more quality control going into it and there's more care going into the product, especially when you consume the amounts of coffee that the average person consumes. Say, when you think about the amount of coffee you drink in a year, that is a lot of coffee particulate matter passing through your body, and if it's got harmful things in it, you're accumulating them. But here's the great news. If it doesn't have harmful things in it, and on top of that, it has good things in it, those are accumulating in you too.
Oh, absolutely. The beta-glucans in the mushrooms, the antioxidants in the coffee, the antioxidants that are in the medicinal mushrooms, It's just a powerful, powerful drink now for us. I have a designer. She said, I'm afraid to stop drinking the coffee because I haven't been sick.
Oh, I believe it.
You know, she said, everybody drops around me and I never get sick. So she said, I'm scared to quit drinking it now.
Mushrooms are constantly being proven to have amazing medicinal benefits. Coffee research is showing that coffee is protective to the brain, the dopaminergic cells in the substantia nigra, which affects the Parkinson's disease, cognitive function. But, you know, if you're drinking coffee that is laced with chemicals and laced with high levels of bad molds and bacteria, you're not doing yourself any favors. It's not going to help
you.
Not going to help
you. Exactly.
This is the best. Exactly. This is the best coffee in the world. I'm telling people, this is the best coffee in the world. And if you're going to drink, if you're going to drink coffee, this is the coffee you should be drinking. It's that simple.
Well, you know, that's the way my family looks at it. Guilt-free coffee. I mean, it's better for you. I mean, it's delivering health-giving benefits with every cup. And if you're going to drink it anyway, why would you choose something else?
Exactly. That's exactly the point. And if you're a fan of Bulletproof Coffee, Dave Asprey, he's a friend of the show, great guy. If you're a fan of Bulletproof Coffee and you like to mix 2 tablespoons of butter and 2 tablespoons of raw organic coconut oil into your coffee, mix it into this coffee. Because this is going to be a better choice. It's going to be like mega super Bulletproof Coffee.
There you go. I mean, that would be a delivery system on steroids.
You know?
I mean, that would be
there
boom.
That's
great stuff.
Go to superhumanradio.com. There's a NutriCafe banner ad right there. Click it. Learn more about the product. Buy yourself a bag. Now, are these beans ground already, or are they
No. Whole beans. Okay. Whole beans. Whole beans keep their freshness longer.
Right. And
Once you grind the coffee, 2 days.
Okay. Now, question for you. People like to keep their whole beans in the freezer. Is that a mistake?
It's not going to hurt anything.
Okay.
You know, the biggest thing is air and coffee are not friends. Air oxidizes coffee, which makes it go stale. Most people don't know the difference because they're drinking stale coffee now and they don't know it. Most of the stuff in the grocery store, even the whole bean stuff, is probably 9 months old.
Oh, how disgusting.
Yeah.
And should beans be oily, or does that depend on the roasting length?
Depends on the roasting length. The longer you roast it, the more the oil is going to come up. A lot of people don't like really dark coffee, and they don't like really light roasted coffee. We try to stick with the medium roast. It may have a little tad of oil on it, but it's not covered.
So if you like a darker cup of coffee, you just use an extra scoop of grinds, and that's
sure.
it?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you can make coffee as strong as you want. I mean, actually, medium roasted coffee is great for espressos.
Ah, okay. And I
you
like
just grind
I like
it a lot finer.
Yeah.
You know, the fine grind.
And that's what really makes the coffee stronger, right? The finer the grind, the stronger the coffee.
Actually, it is the darker the coffee, the less caffeine. Heat evaporates caffeine.
Really
light roasted breakfast blend coffees or really light roasted coffee tend to have a little bit more acidity in them, but they're loaded with caffeine.
I gotcha. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Folks, try it out. I want to hear from people in the audience about what you think of NutriCafe. Go to superhumanradio.com. Look for the NutriCafe organic medicinal mushroom coffees. Try one, and please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. I want to hear your testimonials. I promise you, you're going to love this stuff. Steve, thank you for being on the show, and thank you for being a sponsor of Superhuman Radio.
Hey, thank you, Carl. It's a pleasure.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to do a special episode of Muscle Saves Lives. You're not going to want to miss this one. It's going to be inspirational. I promise you. We'll be right back.
Coffee, but you
you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
One of my favorite things to do is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives, because Most people in this country and around the world don't get it. Just this morning I was doing cardio and watching a commercial for new pharmaceutical drugs for something called binge eating disorder. And in the commercial they stated that they think that binge eating disorder is caused by brain chemicals, and they think that there are drugs that can help it, and they want people to be the guinea pigs. And when you look at some of those drugs that they want to prescribe for people, they carry risks, even including sudden death for people with unknown underlying heart problems. Why would anybody take drugs for a problem that can be controlled through diet, exercise, and activity levels? It's not easy. I can tell you as a former 330-pound person, but my next guest's story is even more profound than that. His name is Hassan Moulin. Hassan, how are you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm very well, thanks, Carl.
Good, good. And you, we're talking to you today. Correct me, you're in Sweden?
Yeah, Sweden since well.
Okay. So your story is amazing, and I want to share it with the audience because I think that it will inspire a lot of people who maybe are having difficulty reaching their goals for whatever reason, because your journey not only took you to the heights of one direction, but the lows of another direction. So start out, what was your heaviest weight when you were the fattest?
Yeah, when I was 18 years old and my last years of high school, I was 200 kilos.
So 200 kilos, that's like 420, 430 pounds?
Yeah, exactly.
How tall are you, Hassan?
183 centimeters.
So let's see, 225, that's about 6'1"?
Yeah, exactly 6'1".
Okay, good. Okay, so, and so this was by the time you were 18, you were a very young man.
Yeah, today I'm 24, and so my journey has so far only been 5 years since I took control of the issue and dominated it.
Okay, now we could go back and we could try to analyze what was wrong in your life or why you were overeating to, soothe some sort of pain in your life. I don't want to focus on that right now because everybody's pain is different. Everybody's reason for getting to that point of obesity is different. What I do want to ask you is something that I've had to acknowledge in myself, and I'm wondering if this was you too. So once you get up to the point where you know, my goodness, I am really so obese, and you're sitting down to a meal, did you tell yourself, I'm going to do something soon, just not right now. I will do something about this, just not right now. I want to enjoy this meal right now. Did you start saying those things to yourself?
Absolutely. I was pushing the issue forward to the future for the future Hassan to take care of. Just sitting there looking at the food, well, today is okay. I will start next week or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I think I realize that that is a salient characteristic of anyone who becomes obese. You must be a special type of procrastinator. You sit down, the immediate gratification of this wonderful meal you're about to enjoy is so powerful that even though you know that you have now crossed a threshold into obesity that you yourself don't even like about yourself any longer, but you put it off to the future. I'll deal with this later. I'll deal with it tomorrow. I'll deal with it later. Right now, I'm going to enjoy this meal. And you do that 4 and 5 times a day.
Yeah, exactly. And you put yourself up with energy, lots of energy, you know, that you don't really spend. And thus, you become just more fat.
But your story is really unique because you didn't just decide to lose the weight. You actually developed anorexia nervosa in your goal to lose the weight. Is that correct? Am I understanding that properly?
Yeah, exactly. I had to do sports every time I ate something, and I pushed myself so low that I went down to 75 kilos at the lowest when I actually had to take care of another issue, which became under-eating.
And so, so you became a compulsive exerciser. They actually call that exercise bulimia, I believe, because you were absolving yourself of the guilt. You figured, okay, I'm going to eat this, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to burn it all off. And actually, that then became the predominant role for your life, and you became which is a tantamount to about 160 pounds at 6'1". That's amazing.
Yeah, and this journey took about 18 months. I lost 120 kilos in 18 months. So, I mean, hello anorexia.
Now, let me ask you some questions. Did family applaud the weight loss, or did they start to realize, okay, Hassan, you've gone a little too far now to the other end?
They applauded the weight loss, the family side, while my friends were actually the ones who helped me into the gym and actually realizing that, dude, stop doing what you're doing. You have to take care of yourself. You're going into an early death on the other side. You're not eating yourself to death. You're starving yourself to death.
Were you starting to develop symptoms of anorexia, brain fog, lethargy, difficulty focusing on things in life? Was it starting to affect your life itself?
Yeah, absolutely. My back, my legs, everything. Because during this weight loss time, I never went into the gym, so my muscles they were lost as well. So I was, yeah, really just skeleton with skin.
Oh, how, but when you looked in the mirror, did you see the skeleton, or did you see you achieved your goal?
No way. I saw the skin and thought that, well, I need to get rid of this fat. I need to get rid of this fat. I saw myself, yeah, still heavy.
Wow. That's amazing. What a level of dysmorphia, body dysmorphia that you had that you still... Okay, so your friends started to tell you, look, you're wasting away. You're becoming a skeleton. But you're looking in the mirror and you're going, no, I still have more work to do. I'm still too fat. What was the turning point for you? When you realize, okay, I'm going to die if I keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, the turning point was really going to the gym, finding the love in the gym, because I didn't realize that I had to have muscles. But when I finally got into the gym, I could sort of relax my eating on the gym part. Now I could see it instead of now I eat because I want to build muscle.
I like that. And also your food choices probably have changed as well as a result of that.
Yeah, exactly. Running on forums, listening to podcasts, especially this podcast, and just taking the information that's out on the web and applying science into real life, you know, having to eat that much calories to build that much protein, that much fat, because my endocrine system was really up. Sorry for saying that.
No, that's okay. We'll bleep it. This is a we'll bleep it. I'm writing down the 71 minute mark. Okay, so but you must have struggled. I mean, you worked so hard to lose all that weight, and now your friends are telling you, no, when you lift weights, you have to eat more protein, you have to eat more carbohydrates, you have to eat more fat. Was there a struggle, an internal struggle that caused you to resist this message?
Absolutely, and that's still a struggle that I struggle with today, that, you know, am I eating enough? Am I eating too little? Having to weigh myself and having to weigh the food that I eat, so I'm really sure that I reach the amount of calories. If I eat, for example, too much calories in one day, then I get kind of depressed of having eaten too much or eating too little.
Yeah, so there's a word for this and I can't think of it.
Orthorexia.
I was going to say it sounds like ortho. So you've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other end of the spectrum, but in both of those instances, you really suffered from orthorexia, because when you were overeating or undereating, it was a form of orthorexia. You were, in some way, the focus was managing your food, but now you manage your food with a mission.
Exactly, and my goal has become bodybuilding instead.
Okay, and you've actually done your first competition, and we're going to talk about that in a second. What we're going to do right now is I want to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about if you had any doctor visits at the time of your obesity and the time of your anorexia, because I'd be interested to hear what some of the physicians had to say, and now that they see you as well. We're talking right now with Hassan Moulin. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives, and in this man's instance, the pursuit of muscle has absolutely, unequivocally, undeniably saved his life. Stay tuned.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Hassan Moulin. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. As I went into the break, I said it accurately that the pursuit of muscle has saved this young man's life. And it can save a lot of lives. The truth is, you don't necessarily have to be. I can relate to Hassan because he and I share a lot of the same qualities. Where they come from, I don't know. How he grew up, I don't know. But I can tell you that we tend to live, those of us who have this quote-unquote condition, we tend to live in the extremes, whatever they are. But sometimes if you find the right extreme, it can actually be a good thing. Not all extremes are bad. It's just when you dwell in the bad extremes that it's bad. So, Hassan, when you were a young man and obese, did you see a doctor periodically for health reasons?
Yeah, from an early age, at around 7, I was going to the doctors because at early as 7, I was weighing 100 kilos. That's about 220 pounds,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they were following up, trying to apply different kind of social activities, but they were never followed up. At the age of 18, I was going to the doctors because I thought I had an issue with my heart.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, but it was a panic disorder because I had lost control.
You know what's funny? That is what happened to me first. The first thing that happened to me when I reached my heaviest is I started to have panic attacks. But what I didn't realize was that it was partially due to the mismanagement of blood sugar. When blood sugar drops, you have a panicked sensation and you immediately think, oh my God, something's wrong with me. I'm dying. I know I am. I can feel my, and then your heart starts to race and you think, oh, I'm having a heart attack. And then the next thing you know, it spirals out of control.
That's exactly what happened to me. And from that moment on, I took command of life and made what I wanted of it.
Okay. So now then you end up back at the same doctor's office with anorexia.
Exactly, and he didn't really understand it, that it was the same patient. He thought he had the wrong journals when he was reading through them.
Did he? So he looked at the file and he said, oh my God, I have the wrong file. And you go, no, doc, it's me.
Yeah, and then I took off my shirt and showed him the skin, and then he really realized that it was me.
Oh my God, that's priceless.
The back issue was the price from losing the weight was skin.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna talk about that. I want to save that a little bit because that's something that all of us have to deal with when we've lost large amounts of weight. And those of you who are struggling right now and getting heavier, you need to stop now because the collateral damage to your body is sometimes irreversible without surgery. Okay, so now you show up. Was he looking at you when you had anorexia and going, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with you now other than some loose skin?
Exactly. So there was no help with, the psychiatric part of it, because it's a big, big change going from very heavy to the skinny part that I was, because it's a mental development as well.
You know, and that's something that frustrates me. So see, most doctors would look at the anorexic Hassan and say, oh, you've done good. Good job. And slap you on the back. They don't realize that the amount of muscle that you've lost puts you at greater risk for developing diabetes and other diseases than when you were fat.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Okay, so now let's talk about happier times for a minute before we go into the next break. You have just done your first bodybuilding competition. How long have you been training?
I've been training now since 2010, but really focusing for really bodybuilding since 2013. So 2 years of hard work and dedication.
You look amazing. I mean, you are, I mean, I have a feeling that, and this is just a guess on my part. There's probably no science to prove this, but the fact that you swung from being hyper anabolic, which is what you are when you're obese, by the way, folks, because anabolism isn't tissue specific. You're anabolic when you're building fat, just like when you're building muscle. You went from being hyper anabolic to hyper catabolic. You took your body and your metabolic state from one extreme to the other. Was it easy for you to get lean like this? You're ripped to shreds on the stage.
Yeah. I'm ripped to stage, but you know, it's really about the calories, having to set up the right, correct plan. But it was kind of a struggle because during this time of trying to build muscle and coming from the anorexia part, my testosterone has been really, really low, and they don't really want to fix it because I'm still too young for it.
Has that not straightened itself out yet?
No, it hasn't. It's still an issue, but
you just need a jump start. You need between 500 IUs and 1,000 IUs of HCG a week, along with maybe some clomiphene citrate, just for a few months. It's all you need. But really, you need, first of all, you need a good andrologist to do a challenge test to see if it's your pituitary, your hypothalamus, or your testicles that are having the problem. So what they usually do is they'll use luteinizing hormone injection to see if the testicles produce testosterone. If that works, then they'll use a gonadotropin releasing hormone analog to see if the hypothalamus sees it and the pituitary produces luteinizing hormone. And once they discover which of those three glands is malfunctioning, then they can address it. But usually the easiest way to address it is just with human chronic chorionic gonadotropin injections for a few months, and everything comes back to normal.
Yeah, but it's really interesting that you say that, coming from a hyperanabolic to hypercatabolic part. You know, my metabolic rate, that's really interesting, because muscle carries more metabolic
expenditure.
Exactly.
Right.
So I'm really interested how I will build from this point and on, because my goal will be 2017 to put up with the next cons test, so I get 1.5 years of building and getting my mental state correct.
But you're going to need the advice of a person who you trust, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you run the risk of somebody who will never see enough muscle, will never feel more muscular enough, never feel big enough, because you suffer from a distorted perception of your body. Now that your goal is to build muscle, you're going to always look in the mirror and go, I'm not big enough. I'm not big enough.
Yeah.
I'm not big enough. And that's something that all professional bodybuilders suffer from.
Bigorexia.
We did a show about that in 2006. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We've got lots more to talk about. We're talking with Hassan Moulin. This is an episode of Muscle Saves Lives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%.
100%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Ladies and gentlemen, right about now, let's get right here on Still
Welcome back. We're talking with Hassan Moline. His story is amazing. Truly amazing. An example of how muscle can save lives. You know, his pursuit of bodybuilding has saved his life, and it will surely save his life. It will change the trajectory of his life. Doctors wouldn't have offered him something as good as bodybuilding as a solution to first his morbidly obese habit, then followed by a dangerous bout of anorexia nervosa. They wouldn't have known what to do with him. They would have prescribed him drugs that would have turned him into a vegetable for the rest of his life. Instead, he's thriving now because of the pursuit of bodybuilding and all that that encompasses. But I have to ask you, Hassan, and I've asked you if it's okay to talk about this ahead of time, so I'm not blindsiding you with this. But what do you think caused this direction of obesity, then followed by anorexia? What was it that happened to you at such a young age that at 7 you were already 220 pounds?
Really, since my childhood, my mother has suffered from depression, and my father has been absent with gambling issues. And instead of trying to feed their kid with love and hugs, I got burgers, pizzas, and nonstop candy and Coke until I was satisfied. So instead of feeding me with love and hugs, I got candy until I, became quiet.
This is so important, and let me tell you why. I mean, I'm Italian, okay? And we learn at a very early age that food is love. Let me tell those of you out there listening to this show right now, and those of you maybe listening for the first time, food is not love any more than cocaine is love. Or guns are love, or horses. Food is not, love is love. Feeding somebody may make you mitigate the guilt of not giving them attention, but it's not a replacement for love. And to this day and age, for people to still think that they are showing love to their family by overfeeding them, this is such a misguided attempt at mitigating your own guilt for not doing the right thing to show love, which is put your arms around somebody and say, you know, I love you. That's it. Then you can walk away then. You don't even have to go to the refrigerator and open up and start cooking. Just put your arms around them and say, I love you. Why is it so hard for people to do in this day and age? We'll take our children to movies where they can see guys getting shot to death, but as soon as the sex scene comes on, oh, turn your eye, cover. No, we can't let... Why are we so afraid of admitting love? and trying to replace it with everything else but just love. It baffles my mind. You and I have very similar backgrounds. I'm not going to steal your thunder, but so you found comfort and a sense of purpose almost in food. So you obviously, you're an overachiever. So you just wanted to eat all the time so you could feel good all the time.
Exactly, because what you're creating by doing this is you're creating an addiction. While my father had an addiction to gambling and drinking as well, and while my mother had an addiction towards, well,
I don't think your mother,
as well, I guess.
I think your mother's depression, this is from experience, okay? I think your mother's depression stemmed from the fact that the man she married, and this is no slam against your father or your mother, because my father is a wonderful person. In fact, today is his birthday. And I miss him terribly. But we're all imperfect. Nobody comes into this world with a handbook that says this is how you get married, this is how you raise your children. We're all imperfect. We all make mistakes. And when you have children, you really make a lot of mistakes. Take it from me. I've got three. But with that being said, my mother was depressed because my father drank a lot. She felt lonely. She felt lost. She felt abandoned. So she became depressed. I would have to say that your mother was depressed without any knowing anything about your family dynamics. That your mother may have had a tendency to depression, but probably the depression arose from the fact that your father wasn't around for her either.
That's exactly correct. And what's very important for the listener to understand is you can't keep the grudge inside of you to tear down yourself. You have to be able to forgive your parents and move on. This year I made a commitment to myself that I don't want this pain inside of me, seeing my parents, well, kind of struggling with seeing their child being fit now, because they know what I had to go through. So what you have to do is forgive them, but not forget. You have to keep that fire burning inside of you to motivate you to keep on developing yourself.
Yeah, no, and that's very good. Very, very good advice. How did you do in your first bodybuilding competition? You look amazing.
We were 15 competitors and I got 14th place. It was a really, really hard lineup, but I was satisfied. I never broke my smile from standing on the stage, and I even got a standing ovation from the crowds where I fell down in tears because the announcer proclaimed my journey that I have done, losing 120 kilos.
I mean, you look great. Your chest looks great. Your shoulders look great. Did you compete in a natural bodybuilding event, or do you think you were competing against guys that were using drugs too?
It was a natural bodybuilding event. It was really even over the lines, and when you see the scores, it was really, really even. I could have ended up sixth place if you look at the scores.
Ah, okay, so it was very tight, very, very close competition.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the bug has bitten you. I'm sure that you're already planning your next competition.
Absolutely. Yeah, at 2017, I'll be back on stage.
Do you have a girlfriend, or do you have anyone in your life, or a special person in your life at all that you care about and that cares about you?
Yeah, I actually met her in February when I started my diet, and I'm very, very thankful that I met her because during this half year, I guess, I made really big personal changes, such as trying to fight my orthorexia, seeing the orthorexia for what it is,
right,
and trying to lose the control of weighing everything, being able to go out and eat with her, and just the small things in life, and being able to forgive my parents.
I have an e-book I'm going to email you called The Flinch. You need to read it. Okay, so what's her name? Let's give her a little applause here. What's her name?
Yeah, her name is Christine.
Christine, okay. And so it's also important in this journey that you find someone who has the same desires as you. So it's good that you met her. So I'm assuming she trains as well and she diets as well and she's a competitor?
She will be competing in the future as well. But she's into the world.
Good.
Of bodybuilding.
Good, good, good. That helps. That makes life a lot easier when you have the same desires and goals. Then you don't have to explain why you have to be at the gym tomorrow for an hour and a half and why you have to prepare your meals ahead of time and all that sort of stuff. That's really good.
Yeah, and what's really helpful is that she really understood me for my journey and the skin that I have had. As I explained earlier about my skin, that I have had actually two surgeries to remove the skin from my chest and from my stomach.
And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that after the next break, because that's something that I've actually contemplated doing myself, and I haven't done it yet. And I'm kind of getting older. If I'm going to do it, I have to do it soon. But I'm just curious, when you look at your body, what areas do you feel are your strong points, and what areas do you feel need more work?
Strong points will be arms, chest, and shoulders.
Okay.
Perhaps the legs are...
Yeah, you know, your legs are good too. Go ahead.
The weak points are the abs and the lats.
Yes, your back. I don't think your abs are the weak point. I think that as you gain muscle on your upper body, the intercostals and all those will fill in with more muscle. Your legs look good. Your arms look great. Your shoulders look good. Your chest looks fantastic. You have a wide, high chest. It's very, very aesthetically pleasing. You just need to focus more on your width of your back and the thickness of your back. So you need to be doing more rowing movements. Do you deadlift?
Yeah, I sure do. Finally got back to deadlifting today.
Good. Good. Oh, that's right. Did you tell me you had a back problem?
No. It wasn't a back problem. It was holding water due to the contest.
Ah, okay. Yeah, but I mean, you have a very aesthetically pleasing physique, but you really do have to be careful now that it's never good enough. It's never good enough because you have a tendency to be an overachiever in the area. You have a tendency to be an overachiever, plus you have a distorted perception of what your body looks like. And so you have to make sure that you don't go, oh, you know, I have to be bigger. Because right now, if your back was a little wider and thicker, you've got a really pretty physique.
Thank you, Carl.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take one last commercial break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the surgery, because this is something that people who are overweight need to think about. Because when you do lose all your weight, you may be confronted with this, especially if you're older or depending on how big you got at your heaviest. Excess skin may have to be cut off. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes.
Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
You know, we've been talking about how muscle saves lives on this show for 10 years. In November, it'll be my 10-year anniversary. And I've been saying things like, muscle is metabolic currency, so get into the gym and make a deposit today. And now science is figuring it out, lo and behold, that no matter what disease, no matter what condition that you have, you will always fare better when you exercise intensely. Muscle does save lives. When will the medical orthodoxy understand that? Oh, wait, because it's not a drug that you can sell and patent and make billions and billions of dollars on. So you've got to figure this one out yourself. We're talking with Hassan Moulin. As I said before, his pursuit of muscle has saved his life, and I predict it's going to also make him a champion that will help other obese people change their lives. He'll be a role model. He'll be someone to look up to point to and say, look at this guy. You know, he's not whining about his past. He's not crying about, oh, you know, I was so overweight. Make the seats bigger for me at McDonald's. He's not complaining that his journey took him to the other side of the dark side with anorexia. He's found something that works, and it's working for him, but he's working at it. He's not sitting home waiting for a doctor to prescribe a pill or a drug or for some organization to raise $1 billion to find a cure for it. He's working at it. That's what works, folks. Folks, the word work is what works. This is proof of it. So I've got loose skin below my navel. I hate it. I've thought about having it removed, but I'm afraid to. I don't want to go under anesthesia. If I can get a doctor to do it with local and some Valium, I'd probably do it more readily. I also have hanging skin under my neck from when my face got so fat and I lost all my weight. When you decide you're a young man, it's not an option to go through life with that for you. When you went to the doctors, did they say, "Oh, don't worry about it," or were they willing to operate right away?
Well, yeah, exactly as you said. When I was really down there in the anorexia part, I came to the doctors with the issue with the skin. And they said that they were not able to operate. So what I had to do was go to the newspaper and try to enlighten the issue. And then the doctors felt enough fears. So they said, okay, let's make this surgery for the, like you said, below the navel area, right. The stomach area.
Yeah.
Because that skin was so, so, so large that it was hanging over my genitalia. So right. I was really struggling with those issues as well.
Right.
But that was not only the only part where I had lots of skin. I had lots of skin on my arms and my chest as well.
Yeah, when you hold your arms up, you had bat wings, right? They hang down. I don't have this, but I've seen this on people where from the elbow to the underarm, there's like a curtain of skin.
Exactly. Luckily, I managed to fill it up with the muscles, but there's still room there.
Right. And maybe maybe as you pursue larger biceps and triceps, that will go away on its own. What about the chest? Did you have to have surgery on your upper chest or your lower chest?
Yeah, they granted me the operation for the stomach, but then I had to move to Ireland to collect some money, so I had to afford the surgery by myself. So when I came back to Sweden after a half year, I were able to buy the surgery for my chest. And the doctors were really, really, really good, I got to say, to hide the marks from the surgery.
Yeah, because I didn't even know you had the surgery on your chest until you said it. Your chest looks fantastic.
Yeah, and that's a really important thing as well. Not until I had the surgery of on my chest skin, I were able to take off my shirt. And so last year was actually the first year I was able to walk on the beach without a shirt in my whole life, in my 24-year-old life.
That's amazing.
So coming from those issues, not being able to see your genitalia, not being able to take off your shirt, feeling depressed from that part, but never giving up the struggle to being on stage and competing. That's why I had a smile on my face the entire event.
Just the fact that you were, just the fact that you were up there, you won already.
Yeah, I had the feeling that I won already, no matter what place. This was it.
Now, the skin that they cut off, do you have any sensations or lack of sensation? Is it weird? Do you notice anything about it? Because I keep wondering if they remove the skin. Because there's proprioceptive receptors in the skin outside of organ areas and so on. Do you notice any sensations or lack of sensation at all?
The sensation on my stomach has actually come back to maybe 60%, but on the chest it's still at 40%. So it's coming back slowly, but on some areas around the nipples, that will be gone forever because they had to cut off the entire nipple.
Yeah, they actually call that a keyhole surgery. They cut the nipple off, then they cut a line straight down. They take the loose skin out, and then they put the nipple back on.
Exactly. And what you have to be careful is necrosis around the area so that the blood connects back to the nipple, because it's all new area for the nipple to start growing again.
Yeah, they just need to do localized injections of growth hormone to help with that for vascular endothelial growth factors, but they don't do that sort of stuff, I know.
Nah.
So 2017, how much do you weigh right now at 6'1"?
Coming off stage, I was 78 kilos, but now 2 days later, I'm up at 80 again. So now it's just a slow bulk going up, build muscles, and hopefully I will only be 80 kilos next time I'm on stage.
What's your favorite meal right now that you love to eat? What combination of foods?
Well, I'm still eating healthy, but salmon, cod.
Lots of fish.
Yeah, lots of fish. I'm a fish lover, you know, Swedes.
do you get access to grass-fed pastured cows, pastured beef and dairy?
Yeah, that's really a favor living in Sweden, that you really have grass-fed meat from the local areas. So, yeah, a big red steak, that's... Do you put it on the grill?
Do you see yourself becoming? Are you a personal trainer now?
I'm actually a registered nurse. I took my exam 3 months ago, and I'm working at the children's care. And my goal is to work with children and obesity. That combination with my background, I think it's a perfect combination.
So. Yeah, get them involved in physical culture at an early point in their life, and you'll save their lives.
Exactly. And being able to recognize when the parents are not able to follow up, because I can see it on the parents if they are really lying or trying to help the kid.
Right. Get the parents into the gym too. That may solve their problems of whatever disorders they have, or depression or whatever too. Maybe get the parents involved, do the family thing, you know?
Exactly. Especially, just like you say, do the family thing. Do it as a family to grow together, to be together, to find that common place of love. That's what you need as a child.
Yeah, spend time with them at the gym. Does Sweden have programs in place that help with these kind of goals? Are they, you know, here in the United States, doctors don't really care about exercise. Insurance companies are just starting to come around to the notion of making it easier for people to go and exercise. But how about in Sweden? Does the Swedish government get it? Do they understand the importance of exercise?
Yeah, we do have that, but it's a lot of paperwork, sadly. But with the right kind of people behind that kind of work, it will work.
Yeah.
It's all about having the fire in your eyes working with these kind of issues.
What do you want people to know about you specifically before we end this interview, Hassan?
Well, basically, if you have a goal, just go for it. I have had many struggles in my path, many kind of issues, but it's all about take it slow, find yourself most importantly, and just go for it. If you make a mistake once, try again. If you make it again, then just continue on. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. You have to make mistakes to learn from them.
If people want to reach you, can they connect to you on Facebook at your Facebook page?
Sure. Facebook, Hassan Molin is my name, and Instagram
Hassan,
as well.
Let me just spell it. Hassan Molin is HassanMoline on Facebook, and he lives in Sweden. So if there's more than one, that might be a way to figure out who is. How else can they get in touch with you?
You can follow me on Instagram as well, which is my last name, Molin, 90.
90. Okay.
Yeah.
Was I mispronouncing your name the whole interview?
No. It's perfect.
Okay. Listen, I want to thank you for coming on the show and bearing your soul and sharing your story with us and the audience. I want to also commend you for your success. And I can't wait to see what 2017 brings for you. I really can't.
Thank you very much, Carl. And see you on the 10th year anniversary.
Yeah, November. How do you like that? 10 years. Who thought it would last that long?
It's excellent.
How long have you been listening to the show, Hassan?
I've been listening now for 4 years.
Cool. Very cool. Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you as well. Take care.
Take care. There you have it. A fantastic episode. Inspiring, to say the least. Hassan Molin's story. Of course, also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. He's giving away free samples of Carbolin. You just have to go to superhumanradio.com down at the bottom right-hand corner where it says Ask the Scientist. Click that and ask for free samples of Carbolin. I'm sorry, of Krealkalin. We already did Carbolin once before. Ask for a free sample of Krealkalin. But please, please, please make sure to include your mailing address, because a lot of people didn't include their mailing address. We had to recontact them back to get that done. And that's an unlimited offer. It's not just to the first 50 people. If you're listening to the show a year later, do that, and you'll still get a free sample of Krealkalin. And, of course, thanks to Steve
St. Clair, you must try this coffee. It is nothing short of amazing. Go to superhumanradio.com on the right-hand side in the banner ad, NutriCafe, organic medicinal mushroom coffees. If you're drinking coffee already, this is the only coffee you should be drinking. Mix your coconut oil and butter into this. Make this the basis for your bulletproof coffee. It will be even better than just plain old bulletproof coffee by itself. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Health and performance.